Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the first podcast for Brubacher. The intent of this podcast is just to be another outlet for our team members, but also for anybody in the construction industry that wants to gain knowledge of what do we do, or maybe they passed one of our green trucks driving down the road, and through social media or anything else that our podcast comes up, and that you want to learn about the construction industry or why we do things. And today I have Keith Brubacher with me and Brad Kober. And just so everybody understands, my role at the company, Director of Business Development, I am tasked with finding multi-year or repeatable work. And a lot of people just say, what does that mean? So in the construction industry, you have a start and you have a stop in most projects. And so we either try to find jobs that we're going to be there for multiple years, or it's repetitive, consistent work for our team members. So in a short description, I hope that sums it up. But with that, I'll let Keith introduce himself.
Good. Thanks, Chris, for that introduction. I appreciate that. Chris is our business development director and also helps us with communication. So thanks for your initiative to get this started. That's one of our core values, in fact, is initiative. I serve as president in the organization. My main job is to help establish and promote the culture, to build a strategy with our team that works for where we're headed as a company, and make adjustments as needed, and also work at building relationships both within and external to the company. So those are the three main parts of my responsibility. I love telling the Brubacher story. I love highlighting the great things our team members are doing. I love learning and sharing about what we've learned in the industry, and hope that you have a great time here with us on this podcast and future ones that we're looking forward to doing.
Yeah, good morning, and thanks for setting this up. This is Brad Kober. I'm our Director of Field Operations. What does that entail? That entails wearing a lot of many hats on different days, or some on the same day. So I provide support and management to all of our field operations. That's from survey, land clearing, earthwork, pipe work, to our paving division. I have a great team that supports my efforts, and I help support their efforts with mid-level to frontline managers and supervisors. My main role is to make sure we have the right resources on the right projects, work hand in hand with many other departments within the organization, from HR with staffing and training and development and fleet. So definitely a very team collaborated effort that my role is involved with.
So while we're just talking, why don't you describe Brad Kober to me?
Describe Brad Kober
to
you? That's a dangerous question, well, especially when I have a microphone. But the good news is it's early in the morning. If this was 8 p.m. in the afternoon, the description might change a little bit. Brad Kober, I like to have fun. I like to try to find the best in every situation that we're in. I also have a very serious side. I like to have fun, but we have a job to do, and there's seriousness that comes with that. I have two young girls, lovely wife who puts up with me and, quite frankly, is the backbone of the family and handles a lot, so I can focus on my career and work. But I enjoy being outside. That's what drove me to the construction industry. I didn't want to be suit and tie or in an office, and there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I watch my dad go to work dressed like that every day. But the smell of diesel fuel, dirt, being outside is what drove me to the industry. So in a nutshell, I like to work hard, and I like to play harder. That's Brad Kober.
Okay.
How long have you been at Brubacher, Brad?
20 years. Collectively, I started May of 2002, about 3 days after I graduated from Pennsylvania College of Technology. Like I said, I was hired as a dozer operator, but started on the ground and then, worked my way up through, but really was given all the opportunities. And that's one thing I truly feel Brubacher Excavating has and continues to give is those opportunities. I tell a lot of new hires and even existing employees, we'll pave the way for you, or we'll put the rungs on the ladder, and we'll give you the tools to be wherever you want to be or successful. But we're not going to push you down the road, or we sure as heck ain't going to push you up a ladder. And that's where, you know, our core value of initiative really comes into play. You know, Keith, you know, Ben, and I think it all started with Ben, just, you know, give those opportunities, and those individuals that, quite frankly, want to seize it or grab it will work towards it, and they have the drive to do it.
Yeah. So one of the things in the construction world, you know, especially being young, you think you can do anything, and probably a lot of people are like, hey, I can be Brad tomorrow. So what advice would you give to a young person who's 18, 19 years old, but wants to be in your position 20 years from now?
Be open-minded. Be patient. And it's funny that I say that, because I'm probably the least patient person there is. The other thing, too, is really, you know, don't let your ambitions overshadow your abilities. We see a lot of that in, quite frankly, the field today, where you have those, they're driven individuals, they're younger individuals, they might have ran a skid loader on the weekend in their dad's backyard, and they think they're, you know, skid loader operator, you know, kind of going old school to the way I was brought up, even by my grandfather. There's a difference between running a piece of equipment and operating a piece of equipment. But really is, be a sponge, you know, soak up the knowledge around you. There's a lot of experienced folks that are still in the industry. Learn, you know, but really just, again, there's really no timeline, I guess. It's all about how you handle yourself, how fast you learn, and what do your abilities truly grow with you. You know, I kind of think, too, the big thing is when I think of our success and the Brubacher team, what makes us successful and even why we get along, you hear about our people, but I was thinking about this yesterday. I think we all have very strong egos. That's what drives us and makes us successful. But we're all able to keep those egos in check and work with off of each other's, if that makes sense.
Yeah. That's a great thing to have all these team members with different things that they can bring to the table, right? So but that, Keith. How would you describe Keith Brubacher?
Yeah, so I kind of grew up, I had the privilege of growing up in and alongside the company. The company was founded a year before I came along. So that's a real privilege, but it's also been a factor that I've had to intentionally work to overcome, because there's other perspectives outside of the business that we need to know and understand. So I'm curious about the world outside of Brubacher. Do a lot of reading and learning, learning from other folks around us on the team. And that's always good. So I tend to be pretty logical, want detail, want information, and then I have this kind of side that sometimes surfaces of that's fairly impatient, and we need to get that done right now. And so sometimes I've described our company culture, which has a reflection on both my father and me, where we can be impatient perfectionists, driven to get things done now and to do our best and do it well. And so there's a strong Brubacher family trait. We each carry it a little differently, but that's a trait that I think we bring as a family to the business. And I think our clients and our employees tend to see that. So I enjoy a variety of things, from operating equipment for fun. It's not my daily responsibility. What gives me the most satisfaction is seeing people grow in capacity, whether it's as a laborer learning new skills, whether it's as an operator who's growing, eventually becomes a supervisor or a highly competent operator, see people grow in leadership and maturity, and to see those same things then benefit them in their personal lives. That's some of the most rewarding things that I get a front row seat to, and I really appreciate that. Outside of work, like I said, I have a piece of equipment or two at home every now and then. That's always that's my diesel therapy. As Brad mentioned, that smell of diesel and hearing equipment, and it keeps my skills from getting too rusty. I enjoy woodworking as a hobby, enjoy landscaping around my place, and enjoy time with our family. My wife, Rhonda, is a great mother to our children and a support to me, and I really appreciate the role that she plays in allowing me and helping me grow as a person and to do these things well.
So how many kids do you have?
Yeah, so we have Three children, one married, just had our first grandchild this morning. So if there's a pause and my mind is elsewhere, it might be there. So that's a cool first for us. And then have another daughter who's in college and a son who's in high school and working part-time for the business, working his way from the ground up, and we'll see where that happens down the road.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on your grandchild.
Thank you.
As soon as you meet that person, let us know. That'd be awesome. I guess I'll describe myself.
I was going to say, who's Chris?
Yeah, who's Chris? I guess I'm a girl dad. I have four daughters. They're my driving force, I guess, in this world right now. And so they age from 17 to 9 right now. So we're getting over the young life, and we're always busy with sports. I have a great wife, Jackie, who I don't know if she understood everything that she was getting into, but she's been a great support in me. So I tend to be very high-level thinker, big goals, big aspirations, shoot for the stars or the moon, and if you wind up halfway there, then it was good enough. So I come up with some crazy ideas sometimes, and I think that's why it makes Brubacher a great place for me, is we can have conversations that might be totally in left field, but everybody will say, run with it, and that's a great idea, or maybe we should look at it from a different lens. And I think that's I feel really thankful for the position that I'm in, because I can do that. If it was a different company, it might not work out that way. So, but my job at Brubacher, you know, what I am tasked with is finding multi-year repeatable work for our team members, things that we can kind of put an anchor in the ground and be there for a long time, or is it the same job that's in one town and then moves to another town? So that's probably 80% of my time. And then about 20% of my time is finding, you know, big projects or something's going on, and it's like a shorter term project. So the other 5% of my time, which I really do enjoy, is safety, with going out and meeting the guys and ladies in the field, and to make them lunch. You know, that's really to say thank you to our team, but it's also to bring a safety message. And so I get to help Dave Moreland, our safety director, with that, and it's a really cool thing. So, but to get into other topics for Brubacher, uncommonly refreshing. I mean, Brad's here in a Friday Hawaiian. No, what kind of shirt is that?
Well, it is a Hawaiian shirt, but we call it Fun Shirt Friday.
Okay.
Typically, it's just, you know, the Hawaiian shirt, and you know, this one came from Barbados, and it has you know, Caribbean life, and we be jamming, and you know, I think Keith started off when he sat across the table from me, is when he looks over, he'll smile. And that's the point of the Hawaiian shirt. Try to lighten it up a little bit on a Friday.
Okay. That's awesome. So who participates in this, or who can participate?
Well, anybody can participate. I guess it's something that kind of started back 2006 on a job site we had in the Downingtown area. And I don't remember if a client started it or if one of our supers or operators started it. But regardless, it took off, and I was an operator at the time. And then I was fortunate enough to become the supervisor for that project. So kind of carried the torch on, and it went from a project into the office and into the fleet department. I mean, Tony Bowman, our service manager, he probably wears his every Friday, a couple other folks in the office. But, you know, I know you kind of started off with uncommon refreshing, then you looked at my shirt and brought a smile to your face. But again, you know, I said I like to have fun. And I think that that's important, to just fun. The word fun sometimes gets overlooked or not thought about, especially in the construction industry, as tough as it can be. But you got to be able to enjoy what you do. It's not always enjoyable, but you got to find the fun. And if wearing a silly shirt on a Friday, and I kept this one kind of mild. I was going to wear my hot pink flamingo shirt, but
oh, you know, that'd have been over the top.
I didn't know if there was going to be pictures of this podcast today. So,
you know, we do talk and we do spend some time, and this is the part that, you know, maybe some of the people in the field or operators or laborers, but Brubacher has a vision, Keith, right?
Yeah, and that's, as you mentioned, to be uncommonly refreshing in our approach to people, projects, and solutions. And certainly we have fun with fun Shirt Friday deal. But there's some parts of uncommonly refreshing that maybe aren't fun at the time, but they're still meaningful and necessary, whether that's, you know, sharing the truth about a situation rather than dancing around it. And so that's another part. There's our approach to people, relating with them, giving them what they need to know right up front, and listening to their needs and doing our best to try and resolve them, and to do that one-on-one without having another party in the middle, a third party trying to help negotiate stuff, but to be able one-on-one. It's an ancient model of human relations, being able to go one-on-one and to resolve issues. And we think that is, in today's world, uncommonly refreshing to be able to do that rather than say, hey, your number, I pay you the hourly rate, you get your paycheck Friday, just shut up and do the work. That's not the model at Brubacher. And when it comes to our projects, our solutions that we bring, anybody can come and dump problems at the customer's feet or the supervisor's feet. But, you know, we want to be coming with a couple of ideas and options on how we're going to be resolving those, and not just say, hey, that's your problem, tell us what you want to do and we'll tell you the price. We want to have that that conversation. And along with that, to be telling people what they need to know, even if it's not what they want to hear at the time, that there's some refreshing aspects to hearing the truth about what we need to know. So those are a couple things that I see and I think of when I think about being uncommonly refreshing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think sometimes people misconstrued uncommonly refreshing with accommodating. And, you know, the uncommonly refreshing part, to Keith's point, is being able to have those conversations, good, bad, or ugly, being truthful. Sometimes the truth hurts, you know, whether it's, you know, you asked me earlier about the young generation coming into the industry. You know, you still need to be truthful, help set expectations, whether it's performance or just the what to expect, but do that in a manner, and I think Keith has always taught or talked about, do it in a manner where you're the best friend of that individual's success. And there are times, you know, quite frankly, where to be the best friend of that individual's success might mean they're not successful with us, but they need to be successful somewhere else. But that is just, you know, that's on the employee side of it. Again, we do offer, our ops teams are always looking for solutions, whether it's VE, you know, value engineering stuff, or trying to solve a problem, working hand in hand with those clients. Some clients are obviously easier to work with than others, but we still always bring, you know, that uncommonly refreshing approach. But just one thing that always runs through my mind and some other comments is just don't mistake uncommonly refreshing with accommodating.
That's a really good point, yeah. Brad. I'm really glad you brought that up. I think that's really valuable. And, you know, there's some other aspects as well. And again, I haven't worked elsewhere, but I love hearing the stories of folks that come to Brubacher and are pleasantly surprised by things, or people that hire our company and they're pleasantly surprised by something they experience. And when I see coworkers that are asking, hey, how can I donate some of my unused vacation time and the value of that to help a coworker that's in need? How can I help support someone around me who's at a spot in life where they really don't want to be? And I never cease to be amazed at the caring that happens within our team of people. And I'm so proud of that. We share in their celebrations as well, when they're welcoming a new family member, they're forming a new household. Our goal is to know people by name, not treat them as a number. And one of the joys of my job is the opportunity that I just did this morning is to write a personalized birthday card to every employee. And I said many times, even if they drop it in the trash can and never read it, it's a reminder to me that each person has a life outside of Brubacher. They have celebrations, they go through life phases, and we want to value them as a person. And that's a great reminder for me And there's quite a few people, I think, have some pretty big birthday card collections sitting on the dresser at home, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing that you get a handwritten note from Keith on your birthday. It's a pretty cool thing that you do that. Thank you for doing that. I do appreciate it.
Absolutely, yes. Awesome.
Yeah, so...
happy birthday, Brad. Brad's birthday is coming up in a few days. You don't look a year older, but I think your birthday is coming up in a few days here, Brad.
Next Tuesday.
Happy birthday.
So thank you.
So here's a little side note. One time me and Brad were driving to Pittsburgh, right? And I thought Brad was older than me, and he got very offended that I thought that he was older than me. But he's significantly younger, but...
More mature.
More mature.
That's what it was. It was the maturity factor that made you think that I was older than you.
Yeah.
That's an inside joke, too, for all those listeners out there.
So with the time being the time and this being our first podcast, I think this is long enough, and we should keep it short and sweet. So... Keith, do you have any closing remarks on the vision?
Yeah, just wherever you're at, if you're not, whether you're at Brubacher or somewhere else, if there's a lack of clarity around what are we doing and why is it important, that's a very worthwhile question to ask. And we do our best to communicate that. It's an ongoing effort. I know we don't hit the mark all the time, but if you have ideas and ways that can be more effectively accomplished in your atmosphere, whether that's at Brubacher or elsewhere in the industry, it's a really important question. And I think we all work too hard to not have a clear understanding of why am I doing this and what really matters. And I think that really helps to clarify that, and I'd encourage you to do that. So thanks again, Chris, for setting us up for this initial podcast. We hope it's been helpful, and we look forward to your tuning in the future. Thanks.
Thank you, Brad, for coming in early and dressing up on this very important day.
Well, thanks, Chris. And I actually got to sleep in today because it wasn't early.
Right. Early for me is late for you sometimes, and it's all good. But thank you, everybody, for listening. And if you have any topics or if you want to join us, please reach out to me, and we will put you in line and try to make it happen. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Thank you.